is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where former President Jimmy Carter's casket is about to be transferred from the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where he's been lying in state, to Washington's National Cathedral for a state funeral. Team coverage begins with correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Presidents Biden and Carter were famously close, and the Carter family has asked Biden to deliver one of the eulogies today. Two of the other eulogies were written by two men who have already passed away themselves, Carter's predecessor, President Gerald Ford, and Carter's vice president, Walter Mondale.
I'm Jim Crisul in Columbus, Georgia. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Chuck Williams knows a thing or two about official state funerals.
State funeral is our way, our nation's way, of rendering its last honor to the commander-in-chief. And the military takes it very serious, of course, because it's a no-fail mission.
Williams served as a military chaplain and took part in several practice sessions. For today's state funeral, a former President Jimmy Carter.
Utter devastation from five major wildfires in Southern California.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Everything is gone!
More than 2,000 structures have been destroyed, including Galina Skaya's home in Pacific Palisades. Her 9-year-old daughter, Minnie, spoke to our Tony DeCopel.
What do you think you're going to miss about that house?
I'm going to miss my room, my stuffies. I'm going to miss my neighborhood.
At least five deaths are blamed on the flames. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is near the Eaton Fire in Pasadena.
More than 10,000 acres have burned, 0% containment, 750 firefighters from across California and Arizona are working on this fire. There are water dropping helicopters in the air at this hour. They say an early estimate, 1,000 structures destroyed or damaged. You can only assume that that number is going to grow.
The newest fire broke out last night in the Hollywood Hills. Schools and cities from Texas to Georgia are shutting down ahead of freezing rain and snow in the forecast. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says they've prepped the streets with brine.
I'm always concerned, and particularly in situations like this, we want to do our very best to keep you safe, make the best call that we can make based on the evidence and the forecasting that we have.
In its waning days, the Biden administration is sending $500 million in new military aid to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and President Zelensky met in Germany today.
Ukraine's survival is on the line, but so is the security of Europe, the United States, and the world.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for two Kenosha school board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and four challengers. The primary will eliminate one candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least one more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. I was like, guys, back-to-back games. Our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22 tomorrow. More light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. With great songs lined up to get you through the day, whatever you're doing. Are you working? Hanging around the house? Driving around? Shopping? We're here for you.
Left a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're gone.
News, timeless hits, WRJN and galleries. Nice to be with you. I'm Dan Marcus. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up. A song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And this one first hit the radio in 1941. A version of it. It was updated in 1973. Famously, the original song was once voted one of the top 10 songs of the entire 20th century. The original was. And the remake that I'm going to play for you from 1973 made the top 10 on the charts then. Interesting song, interesting history of the song. We'll play it for you, the updated version from 73, about half an hour from now on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
Oh, teddy bear.
Oh, let me be. Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
A lot of celebrations yesterday. It was Elvis's birth anniversary. WRJN.
Bye.
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Not an unreasonable request. She dumped me. Help me get her out of my heart, Rhonda. That's the Beach Boys. Let's bring you up to speed now on what's going on with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The RUSD board will reconvene Monday regarding changing the name of Red Apple Elementary. There have been ongoing discussions about either totally renaming the school or incorporating the name of a local hero. Laurel Clark is a Racine native and NASA astronaut. Ideas put forward so far include changing the name to her name entirely, creating a hyphenated name, or naming a lab in the school after Clark. The committee has at least one more discussion before a potential vote by the board. The school was founded in 1974. It's set to expand in 2026 to a K-8 facility. Five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Kenosha School Board. That means a primary election on February 18th. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. Challengers are Sheb Mohammed, Andreas Mamalakis, Valerie Kretschmer, and Carl Bryan. The primary will eliminate a candidate. Aurora Hospitals brought back masks this week. Now the state is putting out a notice about the spread of illness. Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. The Department of Health Services reports high level of respiratory illness statewide. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults. Health officials are telling people to get vaccinated. In response, Aurora Healthcare did reinstitute a mask mandate at their facilities. Other hospitals have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22 tomorrow. More light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget minutes away. This song first hit the radio in 1941, an updated version in 73, and that's what you'll hear.
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits. Exactly 3 minutes away from the next Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Haven't heard this one on the air for a while, and it's a fun tune.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real bum dinger, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
WRJN, let's open up the vault for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. A song that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to be. And this song has an interesting history. It goes all the way back to 1941. It debuted in an Abbott and Costello movie called Buck Privates. The song is Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. It was one of the top 10 biggest songs of the entire century, according to one survey. And it was an instant hit when it came out in 1941 in that Abbott and Costello movie, sung by the Andrews Sisters. It was 1941, just before the start, just before America's involvement in World War II. And it sounded quite different then. In 1941, here's how the Andrews Sisters version sounded. Sounds a little bit slower. And as you'll hear in a second, a slightly different key. But these are the three Andrews Sisters singing the original Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Part of it.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B.
So that's how the Andrews Sisters made the song sound. However, in 1973, Bette Midler sang all three parts, updated it, and cranked up the tempo just a little bit. And it made top 10. Summer of 73, Bette Midler singing all three parts on Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows the H to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Divine Miss M, Bette Midler, singing all three Andrew Sisters parts in the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, 1973, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. We do it twice daily at 9:45-ish and again at 1:45-ish. This afternoon's a song from the spring of 1970 on WRJN.
forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. With Dan Marcus here, Paul Harvey, and the rest of the story there. There being 12:05 this afternoon on WRJN.
Baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Man.